This year marks 75 years since World War II ended. There's no Anzac Parade this year, of course, but the war, which killed 40,000 Australians at a time when the population was only 7 million, will be marked and remembered in a uniquely 2020 way, in driveways and online. One of the few veterans of that war left is Jim Kerr, who managed to break the rules and enlist at the age of 15. He spent 3.5 years in a Japanese prisoner of war camp on the Burma-Thailand Railroad. But Jim is still going strong at the age of 95. He told Annie Haswell how he will mark Anzac Day this year.
One thing, Annie, is that we don't glorify war. Some people seem to have this idea that we get together and talk about war. We don't talk about war. We talk about our families and how you're going and how's life been, things like that. Have you heard about so-and-so? Do you know where so-and-so is? We may have a few beers, but drinking beer isn't the main purpose of Anzac Day, to get together and have a few beers. That's the last thing I have in mind. Mm. All these other important things.
As someone who started illegally... too young to go to war, you're obviously, and you're 95 now, you wouldn't have too many of your mates left. That must be a sad part of Anzac Day for you to have lost.
Only two of us left now from my unit. Yeah, we, 212 men of my regiment, the 4th Anti-Tank Regiment, paid the supreme sacrifice. 164 of those died as prisoners of war, mostly because of the Thai-Burma Railway. But, 212 members of my regiment never came home. And that's what people want to think of, too. The 100,000 men and women who made the supreme sacrifice in the Great War, not in 1418, and the Second World War, to give us what we have today.
Do you worry that there's a lot of glory associated with the Anzac Day commemoration? It glorifies war rather than perhaps reminding people of how horrible war is?
Well, fortunately that has gone. That word isn't used now. There was a movement a few years ago that we were being called rapists and murderers and God knows what, and a strong movement to make Anzac Day irrelevant. But those times have passed. Fortunately, as I've got older, I found that more people are interested in what actually did happen in those two world wars to give us the type of life that we have today. What I'd like to say about Anzac Day, Annie, just to finish up with, is for people to simply take a moment to remember, especially this year when there are no public services or marches. Hopefully next year things will revert back to normal. And this year is the 75th anniversary, the end of the Second World War. Please take an extra minute, as a nation, to think of what people who joined up to serve their country went through. And those people that paid the supreme sacrifice, they gave their lives for what we have today. And that is something that a lot of countries, or a number of countries in this world, would love to be able to say, freedom, that they have freedom. Now, this is what we have. It hasn't come easily. We'll never in our lifetime ever lose our freedom because of the democracy that we live in. But we are so fortunate, people of today, the generation of the day that never lived through the Great Depression or the Second World War, will just take that moment to think, what I have today has been given to me by those who are prepared to sacrifice their lives for that word, freedom. It might be one word, Annie, but a very, very powerful word, freedom.